We are in Simin Shin Chav Ches. We are up to Sif Lamed Ches, and we'll be doing through Mem Beis. Sif Lamed Ches. Now, in Lamed Ches, we just learned that it was mutter to eat sweet sap or eat a raw egg for the sake of getting one's voice better, because voice enhancement is not considered refuah. Now, Sif Lamed Ches. Ein osin apik tvizin, pirish ha'oruch apik tveizon, kolomer lohotzi odif hamazin. Dahainu girmas ki afilu b'chol. For someone to cause himself to vomit is usur even during the week. Mishum hefsit ochlin, because he is wasting the food. So this is usur whether he is using medication or simply using his finger. V'mitztar mirov maichol. What happens if a person overate and is in pain? B'chol muter afilu b'sam. During the week, he can even use medication. Ubishabis osur besam umuter beyad. On Shabbos, he cannot use medication, but you are allowed to use your finger. Why is it that one is not allowed to use medication? Because this is like refuah. So it's very interesting. Voice enhancement is considered refuah. Causing oneself to bring up the food is considered refuah. And it would seem that the reason why it's usur is because if the person feels uncomfortable because he's overeaten, there we would call it a refuah. The question comes up with regard to use of all sorts of tablets that are not really related to refuah, in which case we would say that they're doma l'refuah, and when we would say that they're not doma l'refuah. I mean, a very good example of this would be caffeine tablets. Is it mutter to take caffeine tablets for someone who's addicted to coffee and doesn't want a headache? On the one hand, you could say it's like voice enhancement. It allows you to stay up longer. On the other hand, it could be doma l'refuah. It's like someone having overeaten. And that's a real shaila. There are those who bring b'shem Rav Moshe Feinstein that it is also to take caffeine tablets in Shabbos, whereas others are mater and they say that it has nothing whatsoever to do with refuah. The same would go for the opposite, sleeping tablets. Some claim that insomnia is a disease, and therefore taking a sleeping tablet is considered refuah. Others say that no, you're just taking a tablet that puts you to sleep, and that's not refuah. But it may still be doma l'refuah. There'd be a very big makom la'achmir there. Unless one is suffering from insomnia on a level where he's just dysfunctional because he's a walking zombie. In which case, we may call him a cholish ha'imbo sakona, and that would be matur taking medicine. Sif mem. Ha'choshish b'meyav, someone who has an upset stomach. Mutur liten aleim kol shi'ir mimenu chamin. You're allowed to put an empty cup that had hot water in it. Afal pisha dain yesh bo hevel. Even though it is still hot and still has steam inside it. Now, we learned that a full cup of hot water is also to put on the stomach, even during the week, because of sakana, we're afraid that it may spill over. Here we're talking about an empty cup, and it is mutter. The metzias they were talking about was that the stomach ache really originated in a piece of intestine that got pulled out of place. And by placing this hot cup on the stomach, that actually pulled up the intestine so that everything would get back into place. And this is something that shows up a little bit later in the Mechaber as well. Sif Mem Aleph. Mishen Ishtaker, someone who got drunk. Sherfuaso losu kapos yodav raglav b'shemen, where the refuah is to put oil on his on the kaf yad, on his hands, and on his feet. Mutar losocham b'shabes, you are allowed to on Shabbos, because this is not considered refuah. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah says that someone who got drunk and he would like to smell some snuff because that's supposed to make him feel better, that's mutter, since healthy people also smell snuff, that's called machal briyim. Siv membeis, ein misamlim, there's an itzur of being misamel on Shabbos. Hainu shedoris al haguf b'koach, this is a form of massage. Kedei sheyiga v'yazia, now the Mechaber says that the isser is only when you're doing it in order to get you to perspire. Why is that? So be'emes, there's a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam on the Gemara of Ein Misamlin. The Rambam learns that the isser of Misamlin is when someone is given a massage that makes him perspire, and he's doing that because he's got a disease where he needs to perspire. And there are two ways of making this happen. You can take a pill that makes you perspire, or you can get a massage that makes you perspire. So there the Rambam learns that this is usur because it falls under the category of medicine. Rashi learns that we're not dealing with refua altogether, and the Isser is a lack of Onik Shabbos. The Isser is that you're straining yourself. It has nothing to do with refua. The Mechaber, by limiting it to a case where he's doing this lahaziyah, is paskening like the Rambam and not like Rashi. Further, similarly, in the case of a child that is constipated, where what you're doing is pressing on his stomach to get his intestines to start working again, so that also is aser.